We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we begin another week from your gaming capital of the world, covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, from the studios here at the South Point and the South Point Hotel Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas, and on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, we welcome all of you listening on other platforms that include our radio station, our anchor station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and then all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and your Google phone with the apps. You get your apps at your app store, the KSHP app, you can listen to us. The YouTube app, you can see and hear us on that app as well on your devices, and anywhere else you get your podcasting. We're there, and we welcome you to the show, no matter how you get us, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this Wednesday as we gear up for another week covering the horse racing scene from Las Vegas, Nevada. Big, big story in horse racing this week is going to be the weather. Look, everybody is experiencing extreme weather this year, whether it be the flood areas, the fires, the precipitation, the snow, the freezing weather, etc. It's just been that way all through this winter, thanks to Pexicani Phil that gave us another 6 weeks of this stuff. But in any case, the weather is going to be the big story this week. Deep freeze, the big Arctic freeze, is going right through the Plain States and the Midwest, right down to the Gulf of America, through Texas, Louisiana, et cetera, and Arkansas. So much so that there are racetracks that have already predicted and have already canceled, and we're going to give you those cancellations in just a minute. But to give you just an idea of how cold it is out there, you've got New York's going to top out at 34 degrees today. Chicago only going to get to 17 degrees today. And then you've got Oklahoma City, 17. Denver, 22. Up at International Falls, it's only going to be 8 degrees. That's the high today. As far as down as Houston, Texas, it's only going to be 41. Those are the highs I'm talking about. Now, on the other side of the coin, you've got Miami. There's going to be 81. Tampa's going to be 78. Los Angeles is going to be nice. It's 73, but there's no racing going on there today. And here in Las Vegas, Nevada, we'll get up to 68 degrees. It's about 42 degrees outside right now here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 68. But that's the weather pattern. Really a deep freeze that goes right through the middle of the continental United States, from the plains through the Midwest, etc. And then it's going to get to the East Coast as well. So it's just bad freezing type of weather. So here is the deal. Yesterday, Parks Racing and Mahoning Valley Racecourses both canceled on Monday, President's Day, and yesterday. Now, here's the deal. Today, our cancellations are as follows. Turfway Park has canceled today and tomorrow. No racing at Turfway Park today, Wednesday, or tomorrow, Thursday. They're going to transfer today's card to Sunday at Turfway Park. So today's card will be run on Sunday at Turfway. Now, we also have Mahoning Valley Racecourse. That has been canceled today. In addition to the last couple of days, Mahoning Valley Racecourse is canceled today as well. And Oak Lawn Park, which is really a key for us because the big races this weekend for the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks Future Book and the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks Leaderboard. We got both preps there at Oak Lawn Park this weekend. On Saturday, Oak Lawn Park was set to run 6 stakes races, 2 grade 3s, a grade 2 that included the Rebel Stakes, which has 50 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points, and the Honeybee, that has 50 Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points. All right? That was going to happen on Saturday, as well as Turfway Park, the John Battaglia, was supposed to have and will have 20 Kentucky Derby points connected to that. But here's the deal. Oak Lawn Park has already shifted the Friday card, which has been canceled. They're not going to race on Friday now at Oak Lawn as scheduled. They're going to move that to Saturday. The big Saturday card with the big 6 stakes races and the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby points races will now be shifted to Sunday. So all of those big races will go to Sunday. That includes, of course, the Rebel Stakes and the Honeybee. That'll be on Sunday instead of Saturday. Friday's card then moves to Saturday. Friday has been canceled. That at Oak Lawn Park. That is the way we have it right now. But believe me, folks, there may be a lot of racetracks, especially the ones that are going to be running later on in the day in those freezing areas where they could be canceled. There could be a lot of cancellations throughout the week because of the frigid, I mean really frigid, weather. Some places you can get frostbite by just standing outside for 10 minutes. So just keep that in mind for the racing around the country this week. So for today, as far as today's racing menu is concerned, there will be no racing at Turfway Park and no racing now at Mahoning Valley. Those two have come off the menu for today. And as I say, we have, those two big races, actually three of them, two for the Kentucky Derby, one for the Kentucky Oaks, that has leaderboard points attached to them coming up this weekend. Now, as far as the John Battaglia at Turfway Park is concerned, that still looks like it's going to be on Saturday as scheduled. And that's what we have right now. Freezing winter through the plains, the Midwest, and as far south as the Gulf of America. So here in Las Vegas, we're doing rather well. I mean, considering The 40 degrees outside right now and getting up to 68 degrees. That looks like the weather right now throughout the country. As far as the precipitation is concerned, looks like most of the there's snow going on, etc., over West Virginia, parts of Kentucky and Virginia. And, of course, there's rain that's heading in the southern sector, southeast, into the Gulf. And, of course, Mississippi, Alabama, etc., and parts of the Panhandle and the northern part of Florida. We understand, through, by the way, one of our chatters on the chat box, that Gulfstream Park will have Gulfstream Park is coming off the turf today. They had some overnight rains, so all of the races at Gulfstream Park are coming off the turf today. All right, so that's the latest on the weather. As far as the news is concerned, future book wagering closed for the Kentucky Derby. Future book wagering on the Kentucky Derby closed. That was pool four. And after the dust settled, the locked-in odds, the individual horse that was the individual favorite among the 39 individual horses was Barnes. Barnes closed at the odds of 8-1. The Kentucky Derby points leaderboard, the leader horse, Citizen Bull, closed at 9-1. And the big favorite, of course, in the future book pool, as it is most of the time, is the All Others. All other three-year-olds closed as the favorite at 9-2 in the future wager for the Kentucky Derby. As far as the leaderboard is concerned, Citizen Bull is on top with 60. Magnitude, who just won the Risen Star over the weekend, got a total of 55 points, but hold on to that for just a moment. Getaway Car, who won a very hard-fought battle on Sunday at Sunland Park to win the Sunland Derby. He has 36 points now. Built has 35. Speed King, 25. Chunk of Gold, 25. Cole Battle at 20, as well as Burnham Square, Disco Time, Captain Cook, and John Hancock. Those are the tops in the leaderboard for the Kentucky Derby. Now, this news. Magnitude, the Risen Star winner, that big, awesome winner in the Risen Star over the weekend on Saturday. He's out of the Kentucky Derby. He came up with an ankle chip. He is having surgery today at Rood and Riddle to take care of that ankle chip. But as far as Magnitude on the Derby Trail, he came off the Derby Trail just as fast as he went on the Derby Trail. Sad news there for Steve Asmussen and Winchell Thoroughbreds, but Magnitude will now be off the Derby Trail after that monster win in the Risen Star over the weekend. Jonathan's Way, who scratched in the Rebel Stakes over the weekend as well, was with that unsatisfactory blood count, is going through a treatment for that. Hopefully he'll be back on the Derby Trail soon, but the connections say there are no plans for his next start yet. For Jonathan's Way. Dubai World Cup, all of the races on the Dubai World Cup undercard, which is coming up soon, will be added to the Breeders' Cup Challenge Series. So all of the Dubai World Cup races will be added to the Breeders' Cup Challenge Series for the Breeders' Cup. And that takes care of that. And by the way, Frankie Dettori, who's been riding in Southern California, is headed off to Florida. He's going to pack his bags from Southern California at the end of this month on the 28th and move his tack to Florida. He'll be there until Keeneland starts, then he'll move on to Keeneland. And then after that, he'll either go back to the East Coast in the New York area or Kentucky at Churchill Downs. But he is not planning on going back to Southern California. Simply put, he loved Southern California and the racing there, but he just didn't get enough opportunities there. He feels that we'll have more opportunities in the circuit at Keeneland, Churchill, and back east. Got to tell you, it stands to reason because their field sizes are bigger there, and hence more jockeys will have mounts. And so that's that for Frankie Dettori as well. Sorry to see him leave on the West Coast. So coming up this weekend, as we say, the big races are at Oaklawn Park. Now on Sunday, from Saturday, it's been moved to Sunday, the Honey Bee, the Rebel. The John Battaglia at Turfway Park is still scheduled for Saturday at Turfway Park. And, you know, that looks like the main events over the weekend the main events over the weekend as well. So that's what we have there. And again, today's cancellations, now we have an additional one. We just got word in an additional one. Parks Racing has now been canceled for today. So for today on the menu, you have Parks Racing that has been canceled. You have Turfway Park later on in the day that has been canceled, and Mahoning Valley. So Mahoning Valley, Parks Racing, and Turfway Park all canceled off of their scheduled Wednesday racing card there. Taking a look quickly at what happened on President's Day, on Monday at Santa Anita. Peter Urton had a couple of winners on the day. He started out in the first race winner with Flavi and Pratt aboard paying $4 even. Pratt had multiple winners on Monday as well. And then we got to Pratt's second win of the day in the fourth race for Richard Baltus paying $3.60. First three races at Santa Anita on Monday, President's Day, $4, $7.80, $3 even, $3.60, and $2.60. Those were the first four races that happened on Monday. The pick five paid $20.60. The early pick four paid $5.95. And the $2 daily doubled from the fourth race to the fifth race winners, $3.60 and $2.60 respectively. That $2 double paid $5.20. Peter Urton got his second win of the day in the sixth race, paying $7.20. And Wilfrin Orantes had a couple of wins. He won his second race of the day in the seventh race for D. Wayne Baker at $6 even. Pick four ending in that seventh race at Santa Anita on Monday paid $15.75. Flavian Pratt got his third win of the day in the eighth race, paying $3.60. You get the idea. And then finally, in the last race of the day at Santa Anita, Got Soul went wire to wire. And with Armando Ouso aboard for Andy Mathis and paid $38.80. $38.80. That was the big, big winner of the day out at Santa Anita. Believe it or not, though, that made all of the favorites before that. Now, the late pick five started out with a $7.20 winner, then $6, then $3.60, then $9.80, and then the $38.80 winner. The pick five paid $3,062.70. That was a nice payoff for that late pick five there. The late pick four paid $559.75, and the pick six at Santa Anita on Monday, President's Day, paid $7,901.20. As far as Sunday was concerned, Flavian Pratt had three wins on the day. Mike McCarthy had two. Pratt had both McCarthy's winners as well as another one on the day. It was a day of favorites again. I mean, the first race winner paid $11. The last race winner paid $11.60. And everything in between on Sunday paid less than, well, $6. I mean, you know, the favorites that kept rolling in. The pick six on Sunday at Santa Anita paid $381. They were all top picks on John Lindo's Lindo Report. So you could have had that easily. Now, at Sunland Park on Sunday, if you remember, that was the day of the Sunland Derby and the Sunland Oaks. The Harry Henson winner was Carina, $4 even there. The Red Headman Mile was won by Mojica, paying $7.80. And the Sunland Park Oaks for the Phillies, and remember, this had 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. Running Gun and wins that, paying $13.80. Steve Asmussen was the trainer there. He had the first and second place winners, finishers in the Sunland Park Oaks on Sunday. And Alfredo Juarez rode Running and Gunning, paying $13.80. The Pepper's Pride was won by 45 at $11 even. And the Sunland Park Derby, all I can tell you is this. What a race this was. Two horses hooked up going around the far turn, and they battled wire to wire, stride for stride, head to head, and the head-bobbing finish that went right to the wire. And the horse that got his head down on the bob was Getaway Car. Juan Hernandez for Bob Baffert, paying $4.40. That driving finish, and the loser in the head bob was Caldera. Caldera finished second with Rafael Bejarano. Touchy finished a distant third in that race. It was an exciting race. the Sunland Derby. And those are some of the things that happen on Sunday and Monday. And now we get started with setting up the day for racing today. We have our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon. John Linda's going to stop by. Jerry J will give us something about more betting more betting strategies. And, of course, we've got Rich Ang. He'll be by with a pick. And we have the Ramparts, Dwayne Carlucci. Dwayne Carlucci will be along with us as well to tell us what's going on there at the Rampart. And he's a handicapper, so we'll get a pick out of him as well. Right after the break, we'll go to your racing menu to see what's left for today. So don't go away. We're just getting started for the week and the show. And don't forget to start chatting on the chat box at YouTube. All you got to do is get to our page and subscribe. Subscription is free, and then you can start chatting away because they are chatting away on the chat box right now. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, as we say, cancellations for today in racing include Turfway Park, Parks Racing, and Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Tomorrow, Turfway Park will also be canceled on Thursday, and Oaklawn Park will be canceled on Friday, and they'll move the card on Friday to Saturday. Saturday's card will move to Sunday. So there you have it. And that's just starting. You know there's going to be more. All right, here's the menu of racetracks that are left today in the Racebook Simulcast Center's racetracks around the country. We remind you first post times are Pacific because we're in the Pacific time zone here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll into the book right behind us here on the main floor at the South Point. If you are in any other time zone around the world on many different platforms, adjust to the Pacific time zone from whatever one you're in, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay? We begin with, well, Parks Racing has been canceled. And so has Mahoning Valley. So then we'll move to Gulfstream Park. That'll be the first track up for grabs today. Gulfstream Park, first post time is at 9:20 at Gulfstream. The Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $33,476. And that Gulfstream Park first post time is at 9:20. Following that, we go to Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay, also the good weather down there, both Tampa Bay and Gulfstream. So Tampa Bay Downs will start at 9:40 of Tampa Bay. I see that the post times we have posted there is that Gulfstream will start at 9:50. I have 9:20, but it could change, so make sure that it's either 9:20 or 9:50. But Tampa Bay will start at 9:40. Tampa Bay has a first post time today again at 9:40, and they have their racing card going then. All right, next comes Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise first post time is 11:55. Turf Paradise Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $19,365. First post time 11:55 at Turf Paradise. After that, we have after Turf Paradise, we have Delta Downs. Delta Downs will start at 2:50 at Delta Downs. Following Delta Downs, the next one will be, after that will be Charlestown. Charlestown's be at 4 p.m. at Charlestown with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $6,596. And that is, of course, that's your racing menu for today. We just have, actually, there were 8 tracks going, but 3 have been canceled, so do the arithmetic. Just 5 tracks going. All right. Now we'll go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's the weather where you're at?
Don't ask. Just don't even ask. It is so cold, Ralph. If they were scheduled to run in New York today, I bet they would cancel it. That's how cold it is. It's bitter. Bitter cold.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Well, it's just been that way all over the country.
Yeah, the good news is they were expecting a snowstorm Thursday night, but they canceled that, so I guess it's going in another direction. So that's the only good news I could report to you as far as the weather is concerned.
The weather has been the major factor of a lot of cancellations around the country, between the fires in California, the floods in the south, and now all of this freezing and snow weather. It's just been raising havoc for all of the winter racetracks. The ones that have been, looks like they've been surviving the best are the ones in Florida, Tampa and Gulfstream Park. But you know what happens in Southern California, if there's just a little bit of rain going on there, they'll cancel out. Although I will say in the last couple of times that rain did persist in Southern California, they did go ahead and run the program. So maybe we're turning the corner there.
They're getting braver in their old age. You know, it's interesting, Ralph. It's not so much that they cancel, but it's everything else that goes on behind the scenes. Trainers can't train when it's like when the weather's, you know, brutal like that. So it sets everything back, and it really becomes a bad situation, and it lasts a while. You know, you miss 2 days, and it turns out to be like 2 weeks. So it's a tough situation.
Well, I will say this. I will say this, that you know, when we're talking about not only canceling the races, but as you say, in preparation for that, when horses get backed up in their training because they're walking under the shed row instead of out onto the racetrack, then they get backed up on their training, and then, you know, they can't enter some of the races that the contacts want to race in as far as the condition book, because the horse isn't fit enough to run on that race. And so the field sizes are going to be shrunk, too,
well,
as a result of that.
That's the point I was making. You know, it becomes a whole chain reaction. And, you know, just because you think you missed one day not being able to go to the track, but there's a lot more to it behind the scenes that people aren't really privy to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a domino effect, so to speak. Or in this case,
by the way, Ralph,
or in this case, probably a snowball effect.
A question for you. So Oakland canceled Friday. They moved Friday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday, Sunday to Monday. Would it just not have made more sense to move Friday to Monday and leave Sunday, Saturday intact? People went out there to the stake race. They shipped in. They paid for hotels and everything else. And now they're adding an extra day. Why not just move Friday to Monday and leave Saturday and Sunday alone? It makes no sense.
You know, obviously, that would have been the perfect thing to do. But as you know, what can I say? there's got to be a reason for that. But in any case,
well, what's the reason? They're running Saturday anyway. So if they're able to run Saturday, just run Saturday as Saturday. I don't know. It just it was bugging me all night, and I had to ask you. I thought you would have the answer, but you didn't.
Yeah, I do. That's common sense. So if once you pass common sense, I have no answer for what they do. But in any case, if anybody out there, and you can, if you're in the chat room, and if you have the phone number at Oak Lawn Park, go ahead and put it on there so Jonathan can get that phone number, and he can call them direct and ask them why, and maybe he can give us the answer tomorrow.
I mean, someone has to explain it to me. It just seems like it made everything more difficult for everybody involved.
It's such a sad thing to see what happened with the magnitude, with such a big win that he had in the race at
The highs and lows of this game, Ralph. You're on top of the world in 1 minute, and the next minute you're in the basement. It's just terrible. I mean, you know, you wait your whole life to get a Derby horse, and Asmussen has still not won a Derby. He's won everything else,
but
he hasn't won a Derby. And, you know, I'm sure after that performance, they thought they had somewhat of a legitimate shot, and now the horse will miss the Derby off the trail.
I think Asmussen has another horse, though, that's a three-year-old that he still has a chance with, but nothing like magnitude. I mean, that horse.
This horse, that was quite a performance. He stepped to the front.
It was a jaw dropper.
Wow performance. I call it a wow performance. Wow performance.
Well, that's a wow, all right. But I'm not saying so, but I guess I got the chip in the race.
Yeah, probably. You never know. Could have happened walking back in this. Who knows?
That's right.
They kick the wall. Anything. They're so delicate. And, that's why you have to appreciate every second you have when they do something good.
Now, I know Baffert's got a stable full of three-year-olds but this looks like a wide open, still looks like a wide open Kentucky Derby. So much so that the John Battaglia that's going to be raced at Turfway Park, although it's on synthetic, but still, all in all, it's got 14 horses, 14 three-year-olds in that. And it's got Kentucky Derby points only because I think it's now owned by Churchill Downs Corporation. But the Rebel coming up at now on Sunday at Oaklawn Park, that has a field of 14 in it, too. And as far as the Kentucky Oaks, the Honeybee came up, and they've got 13 entered in that race. So at least, we've got a lot of competition going for those two big races on the first Friday and Saturday of May.
Well, you have to get points. If you want to have any shot to win the Derby, you have to get points. So you need to run in these races. No one's ducking anyone. Everyone's just, going all in. And that's what it is. At this point, I would say probably Baffert and Cox are the first, leading with the best opportunity to win the Derby. But that's most years like that anyway. But, Baffert has the chip on his shoulder. He wants to really stick it to Churchill. And who knows? Maybe we didn't even see the Derby horse yet. Who knows?
Don't know. That's we'll wait and see. That's for sure. But it's making it kind of fun to watch these races, prep races over the next 2 months. Okay. Well, we do have some racing today, and I know that we're looking for a pick from you, Jonathan. I would imagine you're going to go to some warm weather places.
Well, those are the only places that are really running, Ralph, today. So it wasn't that tough a choice. Let's look at Gulfstream's eighth race, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Awesome Train, a 4-year-old gelding from the Antonio Sanu barn. This horse goes back on Lasix today, reunited with Edwin Gonzalez, who's won on this horse the last 2 times he's won. He draws a good outside box. He's listed at 3-1 on the morning line. Number 9, Awesome Train, wins today's 8th race out at Gulfstream.
In that race, in the 9-horse field, in that race, scratch the 5, Hey Q. The 5, Hey Q is out. That was Gaffleon and Drexler. So the 9, Awesome Train, is your... Oops. He just got scratched. Awesome Train just got scratched. Yes. He is out.
Boy, I've been stuck on audibles on this show the last couple of weeks. So
That's okay. We know you can bob and weave with the best of them, Jonathan. But in this race, while you're searching, in this race, again, in that the 8th race coming up at Gulfstream, scratch the 5, Hey Q, and now the 9, Awesome Train. Jonathan, just let's take solace in the fact that the old saying is they don't scratch winners.
That's true. Let's go to the 7th race, a 1.70 on Tapita, number 7, Whiting Field. Ronan Crichton has 2 horses in this race. Louis Saez rode both of them. He rode the 5 and the 7. He opts for the 7, a Whiting Field. So I'm going to follow Louis here, and I like number 7, Whiting, to win today's 7th race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right. In an audible right here on the show, as you saw, in an audible in the 7th race now today at Gulfstream Park, number 7, Whiting Field, with Louis Saez aboard for Crichton. 3-1 on the morning line, the 7 horse. And so far, he has been scratched. He is running, folks. So in the 7th race, the 7 horse at Gulfstream Park. Let's see if we can have any better luck at Tampa Bay.
Well, Tampa, I'm going to give out a horse in the 7th race, and the race is scheduled for the turf, but some of the chatters were saying that rain is expected later in the day. So this is a turf-only selection, 7th race today, a mile on the turf, and I love the number 4 horse in here, Classy Disposition, a 4-year-old filly from the Juana Vila barn. This horse was claimed 3 starts back. His 2 races for Avila, either one of them good enough to win here. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Pedro Morales aboard to ride number 4, Classy Disposition, turf only, today's 7th race out of Tampa Bay Downs.
There is a scratch in this race, Jonathan.
No. No, don't tell me.
It isn't. No. The one horse. I just want to see your face. The one horse, Sweetie Girl, is scratched in that race. But your horse at the moment is still ready to go in that race. So he got in the race in number 4. Classy Disposition at 6-1 on the morning line. It's in still scheduled for the turf, and this is turf only, folks. If it gets scratched later, it's a no play. In a trying day, trying to look for winners and racetracks that are running on this Wednesday, we know that you got a full sheet of handicapping both for our Gulfstream and at Tampa Bay. And we'll start looking at some of those stakes races coming up this weekend on the next couple of shows, because now we know that the big race ain't going to happen at Oaklawn until Sunday. So
Sunday.
That's right.
I will try to figure out what they did and why they did it, but yeah. I'm sure I'll have a good answer for you tomorrow.
Yeah, give me that politically right answer tomorrow, okay? In any case, don't forget he's got his sheets out. Tampa Bay and Gulfstream today at your websites, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it, my man. And we will be right back with Rich Eng. Dwayne Colucci is also in the batter's box as well. So we'll continue on this Wednesday show right here from the South Point. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday. Now time to go out for Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All I can say, Richie, is that the racing form's got a lot of races that they printed that have become souvenirs today with all the late cancellations.
Yeah, like, for example, on Monday, Ralph, one of the editions had 4 tracks in it, and 3 of them canceled.
Yeah.
yesterday, there was only 1 track that ran, and I was wondering, I didn't get a chance to see what TVG or / FanDuel was showing yesterday, but they might have had to show highlights of stakes races or something, because there was nothing really to bet on.
Well, I know that they would probably have enough time to delve into, the horses for the Derby and where they're at and all that other stuff. But in any case, we are racing today. Like I said, we got 3 tracks out of the 8 that have already canceled today, Richie. So we're looking ahead to the NCAA college basketball playoff, and of course you have thoughts about college hoops, and the college games now are playing most of the week. So what do you got us for any picks today?
Well, I do have a pick at Delta Downs, and here's a tease for tomorrow. I am shopping for a price on a college basketball team, Ralph. I'll make the purchase today, and I'll announce it on the show tomorrow which team I'm looking at. So that's a tease for tomorrow, but let's go to Delta Downs, race 9. I was trying to find a safe track that I thought was going to run. The ninth race is 7 furlongs, a state bred, Louisiana bred allowance condition. And the horse I like is number 8, Saint Gabriel. Vicente Del Cid rides. And if people are not familiar with the Louisiana racing scene, this kid just dominates down there at the Delta Downs meet. Very good rider. Brett Brickman, the trainer, runs a lot of a good stable. And in fact, I believe he won a Breeders' Cup race even last year or two. But the 8, St. Gabriel, is my pick today in the 9th.
All right. Delta Downs, that is running today. Race 9, number 8, St. Gabriel, 7-2 on the morning line. The 9th race, the 8 horse at Delta, is Rich Eng's selection. He searches wide and long to get you a pick on Wednesdays, and he's got one at Delta Downs today. All right, and thanks for the tease. We'll be waiting for that future book bet on the NCAA title tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now we're going to go to Dwayne Colucci standing by. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sirocco. How are we doing from the fabulous South Point studio?
All I could tell you, my man, is they're falling like flies as far as the racing is concerned and racetracks. The weather has been really playing havoc most of this winter on a lot of racetracks around the country. And it looks like the tracks in Florida have been kind of ducking and weaving, but they've been, they've been pretty much solid for the entire winter.
Yeah, very lucky. And like you touched upon early on the show, even Santa Anita, when it did have a little rain, they were able to run the last couple of cards. So, yeah, credit to Florida. Rough weather, though, on the East Coast. Aqueduct is just snow, sleet, ice. And then you have Oaklawn moving cards. Turfway, we know it's very cold up there. But, I'm with John. I don't understand really what Oaklawn was doing, manipulating the card. You know, that's a track that you know very well, Ralph, that, you know, if you're commuting to that track, mm-hmm. how do you make your plans if, you know, you made your full plans, you got reservations, you're there for the Saturday, then you move it Sunday. You know, I always want to put the consumer and the better first, you know, when you're dealing with horse racing. So very tough situation, but I know they're doing it for the safety of the animals and the jockeys.
Well, I can tell you this, Dwayne, that Hot Springs, where Oaklawn is at, it does not have a direct flight type of airport. You got to fly into someplace close to it, and then either transport by a smaller plane or a car to get to Oaklawn Park at Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's a great town, but it isn't a mainstay town as far as a big type transportation. But they do have a nice new hotel there on site, so I guess if nothing less, and they have a casino there as well now. So maybe the thought was people coming in for Saturday, sticking around for Sunday, maybe he'll play some of those races and go to enjoy some of the other amenities there on the Oaklawn property. But we will wait and see. By the way, the Rebel will be on Sunday. A thought about the Rebel?
Oh, what a race. I tell you the truth. I'm looking at it. I'm handicapping here. Very tough race. You have the return of this, the buzz horse, I want to say, right now, Sandman. He's been spoken about. Everybody knows about this horse. The bad break last start, and he's facing his nemesis, Speed King, in this race. So we're going to see how this definitely plays out. He broke so bad, Sandman. If you watch the replay of his last start, he was last going the whole way around there, Ralph. And then all of a sudden he made this huge move and was cutting into the margin. Now, Speed King, on the other hand, you know, you have Bejarano saying that the horse could definitely get more distance and wanted some more, but that yet it remains to be seen. We're seeing Sandman is 4-1 on the morning line and Speed King 6-1. So that should give you an indication. You have McCarthy shipping in a horse from the West Coast with Rispoli. Umberto's a top rider, and this Bullard horse could definitely make some noise in this race. Because in my sense, you know, when you're running on the West Coast against some of these talented Baffert horses, which are fully loaded, you know, if you have a good account for yourself, you definitely could compete in one of these stake races. But, I want to see how Sandman regroups after that last race. He's definitely going to be the horse to beat, in my opinion, and take a ton of money just because that last race was so solid. And like we said, Bob Baffert is there as well with Matiquette Road, who I believe ran third last time in the Robert B. Lewis. We're going to see if he could put it all together. Baffert, once again, has a loaded deck, Ralph. It's going to be tough to beat this guy come the first Saturday in May.
I could tell you this, Dwayne, that race with Sandman was extremely visual. If you saw the race, you came away by saying, well, I know who should have won that race in your mind. But we will wait and see if he's going to reproduce that type of dynamic run on Sunday now at Oaklawn Park. And the Honey Bee is just as wide open as far as the Kentucky Oaks is concerned. There's 13 horses in that race. And the John Battaglia at Turfway Park scheduled to run on Saturday is on the synthetic racetrack. But, we remember that, Animal Kingdom won on the synthetic just before he went on to win the Kentucky Derby from Turfway as well.
Yeah, and Rich Strike even came out of one of these prep races, yeah. Ralph. So, yeah, it's an important race. Like you said, it's definitely a Derby point reward because Churchill Downs owns the facility. But you have some decent horses in there. I mean, California Burrito, a Tom Drury horse, he has a little chance. I like the way Baby Max ran the last time. That's going to be my selection. He actually won a prep race over the course, and you get Abel Cedillo. So I think this horse could definitely make some noise. And you have First Resort, who's the big name in the field and is going to take a ton of cash just because of the connections. But I'm looking at Baby Max. I like that last race. About a 2.5 length winner last time. Didn't seem to really assert himself in that race. I think his best remains in the tank, and we're going to see how much noise he can make on the Derby trail. But like you said, now with the defection of the favorite after that huge run over the past weekend, it's going to be a wide open race. We have to watch the Baffert horse and microscope them and see which the best could possibly be and who the best opponent could be coming out of all these prep races at Turfway. Florida has a lot of prep races left and this weekend at Oaklawn.
And that Baby Max, of course, in the John Battaglia, correct?
Yes, that's in the John Battaglia. In the Honey Bee, we have Cops with a big favorite, Mohima, 7-5, so that's Take Charge Milady's in there.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough race to handicap, 13 horses.
It figures to go to Cox. He's loaded with the three-year-old fillies this year. Before I let you go, I know you were going to give us a horse at Turfway. That's canceled. Do you have a thought, a pick?
Yeah, I like the fifth race at Gulfstream Park. We got Competitive Saint, Dylan Davis, Peter Walder dropping down. Two back, he was real competitive with Johnny V in the saddle. I expect this horse to bounce into a good race. Like I said, it's a big drop down. You got Dylan Davis, who's a monster young rider. I mean, he's so talented, and you're just going to watch his career flourish. Maybe not on the same path as Flavien Prat, but he has a ton. The family background with Robbie Davis and just has a ton of talent.
All right, so you like, in the fifth race at
Gulfstream? Yes, number seven.
Number seven, okay. I wanted to make sure I got the right number. Competitive Saint. So we'll be asking for a little divine intervention for this one as well. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. And, of course, you guys keep rocking and rolling in the race and sports book there at the Rampart.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a fabulous weekend. I mean, the horse racing handle, Ralph, was incredible last weekend. We had some of the cancellations there.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep it rolling. Join us for the big ones.
Yes, and no matter how many tracks are or not running, they always treat the horse players really great there at the Rampart. If you're up in that part of the country, that's the only place to go to. Hey, thanks a lot, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Okay, and I think his thing froze there. So we'll thank Dwayne for his participation. We're going to go right to John Lendo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, my man. I'll tell you, I mean, there was chalk all over the place Sunday and Monday at Santa Anita. Thank goodness the last race winner paid $38 and change to get some meat on the bones as far as the pick five. The pick five was a great payoff, over $3,000. With all those other horses on Monday at Santa Anita, but your sheet, your Monday sheet, the Lindo Report, your sheet here at the South Point, your top picks all won the pick six. That came back $381, but if you got the top pick there, it cost you $2 to hit it.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, the wave of favorites just continues right now at Santa Anita, and I'll update the percentage of favorites on Friday's show, Ralph, but it's hard to believe the percentage favorites went up. I think we started the week at 47%, and it went up last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, they were coming in like trained seals all day long on Sunday, and then it started out at Santa Anita again on Monday, You know, when you got to pick four that pays $18, you got to pick five that paid $132, which was something. But when you get a $2 double at a racetrack that pays $5.80, man, that's kind of, it's hard to take. It's hard to beat that takeout and make some money.
It is. And, you know, I'm a rolling bet player. I know you like the rolling bets, too. And when you get so many favorites involved in those rolling bets, it really kills the price. So, you know, it's a tough go as far as trying to figure out how, you know, you can have opinions, but you have to figure out how you're going to make money on those opinions. And it's difficult right now in Southern California. Just those Northern California restricted races have been so formful that it's really hard to work around the favorites there.
Yeah, no question about that. But we will look ahead. At least we'll have enough weather in Southern California to make the racing happen. It starts up again on Thursday. And it starts up again on Friday. Schedule for the Linda Report.
I'll do Gulfstream Park tomorrow, Ralph. We'll get back to Santa Anita with the Coast to Coast Pick 5 Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I'm going to do that card that was moved to Sunday for Oaklawn Park, that Rebel Stakes card. It's a good card. Interesting there. And one thing about moving the day, too, Ralph, Umberto Rispoli and Flavian Prat were supposed to ride there Saturday. They were able to pick up some mounts at entry time for Saturday at Santa Anita, and they are not riding now Sunday. And Oakland did it early enough where at least these guys were able to adjust and get some mounts on Saturday and get off the mounts they were supposed to ride in California on Sunday.
All right. Good enough, John. Thanks so much. We will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll get a pick from you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. He had that pick six for $2. That's all it took you to get that 381. Hey, we got Jerry Jackowitz on. We got Jerry on the show. And, Jerry, I'm sure that you're reflecting on a lot of these favorites, et cetera, that have been happening at Santa Anita. I mean, how do we get around this stuff?
You say reflecting. I say nightmare.
Okay, good enough. That's a good line.
Yes. Here's what I want to say. Yes. I kind of... You know, we've never talked about the subject that I'm going to bring up right now, and okay. It's hot horses. It kind of, you know, maybe they're easy for people to overly rely on and not handicap properly, or they don't know how to fit it into their handicapping. But I think we really need to discuss it. And the Power Page is a fantastic tool for helping people identify a hot horse. And then what we do with it is the next step. But we have a rating of the top 12 horses in the race. So if you see a horse that's, say, from 5th down to 12th, that's all of a sudden 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, when their real odds are, when the odds maker made the line at 7, 10, 12, 15-1, now you have the chance of understanding a hot horse, especially if it's not, you know, not labeled. But we had a good example of one, a star horse. I mean, that could be, in my opinion, a horse that's in good form who happens to be working out real well, so the owners decide to bet it, and that makes it hot. But so we have a feel about form there, so that's one kind. But another is one that either has a V, which is just a routine handicapping idea for a 20-1 shot, or a horse that we have no idea, no mark on, it's just a rating that's very low, that's all of a sudden bet down to 5-1 or lower. And we had one on the weekend, the O'Neill horse that was a B horse on the sheet, opened at 4.5-1 on the board and stayed there like it was etched in stone.
What was the morning line?
15-1, I think.
Okay, so it was like it was a big morning line and it opened up already high.
Yeah, it was a first-time starter that I said, oh, this has got some chance to win, and I put a V on it at 15-1. Oh, it was, that's all. But the 5-1, the 9-2, 5-1 price on it, that was like a sign out there that the insiders were betting the horse. Mm-hmm. They do represent what I consider a third of the market. And certainly, I don't know that you'd want to key off of the horse, or you would. That's your opinion, your choice. But you certainly want to use it in your exotics. So you want to, you know, if you were using it, you might want to add a little bit of extra money in your spread. So,
all right. Well, early money represents a hot horse that you got to take a look at.
Right, and the lower priced horses, the lower numbered horses on the Power Page are the ones you want to identical.
All right, so if they're lower on the power page but getting action, take a second look at them.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead and say it, Jerry. Wrap it up.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.